Good morning. Good morning. I want to talk today about measuring time when we are waiting for something that we're really excited about. We want to know how much longer do we have to wait. Are you waiting for something exciting that is going to be happening anytime soon? I see you nodding your head. What are you waiting for? You're waiting for Christmas. So can you think of different ways that we use to measure time so that we know how many days are still left for us to wait? Yes, tell me one.
A calendar.
So sometimes you see that people put like a big paper calendar on their walls with squares, right? And then one of them, it's highlighted. And then they start making crosses on each one of them. What does that mean? That one is past. That one is past. Exactly. Can you think of other ways that we use to measure time, to know how much time is left? Laura, can you think of a way that you use to know what time it is? A clock. So we sometimes use a clock here or in our phones now, and the clock tells us how much time remains. In the old days, they used to use a sundial. So they would put like a stick, you can still do this, they put like a stick on the ground outside, and then the sun moves, well, the sun doesn't move, we move, but it looks like the sun moves, and then the shadow also moves, and it's like a clock. Yes?
What happens on a cloudy
day? Well, on a cloudy day, you stay home, drink soup, and read a book. You don't need to know time. So another way that we use to measure time is this one that we have up here. Come. You've seen this before. And so every time, every Sunday, we light a candle. So there are four Sundays before Christmas. And they're called the Sundays of what? It starts with an A, and it'd be the Sundays of Advent. Can you say Advent? Advent. Advent means that someone is going to come, a coming. So who's coming? Jesus, exactly. So how many Sundays are left before the arrival of Jesus? So this is lit, so not that one. This is lit, so not that one. Now, these ones are not lit. So how many?
Two
Sundays. And then it's Christmas. And Christmas is the day that Jesus was born. We don't know historically the actual date in which Jesus was born, but this is the day that we have chosen as a church to celebrate his birth. Now, what happens on Christmas Day that you are so excited about? You know the answer. Come on, just say it. You know it. Presents! So we are so excited about presents, except I think there's a problem. Whose birthday is it?
Jesus.
It's Jesus' birthday. Now, when you go to someone's birthday party, do they give gifts to you or do you give gifts to them?
Both.
Both, right. So what I want you to do as homework with your parents this week is to think about what gift you want to give to Jesus on Christmas. Because we receive gifts, but it is important to exercise our kindness, to exercise our joy, to exercise our love for Jesus, and we want to give something to Jesus. So for next time, I want you to think about that. Since it's Jesus' birthday, what gift do we want to give to Jesus? And maybe most important, how do we give Jesus the gift? Will you help me bless the children, please? Gracious God, we thank you so much for the gift of children. We thank you for the privilege of being able to preach to them. We pray that you grant us the humility and the wisdom to be able to be models of faith to them so that they can learn how to trust in you. We pray that they may feel in their hearts the joy, the expectation of Christmas. We hope that they learn to expect you, to wait for you in the unexpected ways in which you arrive in our lives and bring blessings to us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Okay, you can go back to your seats.